Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shir by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Chof Ches. The Mishnah starts off Shiva Knei Menorah Ma'akim Zezeh. The seven kodim of the Menorah Ma'akim one another. Shiva Neiroseh Ma'akim Zezeh. And the seven Neiros are Ma'akim one another. And the Beis Halevi in his Kuntres on in Yonai Chanukah, printed in Beis Halevi al Torah, he discusses on Daf Chaf Beis Aval and Shabbos the idiot of Eibad Likim Miner Loner. Beis Halevi's Betzadid Atzad to say that maybe the whole din that you can't be madlik one ner from the other ner, because we don't want to take from one ner to give to the other ner, is only by two separate people. One person has one menorah, one person has a different menorah. The halacha is that you wouldn't be able to be madlik one ner from the other ner. Says the Beis Halevi, but what would be if one person in his own menorah on the fifth night of Hanukkah, when he lights five neiros, wants to light from the third neir to the fourth neir? Says the Beis Halevi, maybe that wouldn't be a problem. But since the whole kiyum of the Mahadran of five neiros is only when I finished all five, so until I finish all five, I don't have any mitzvah, and therefore I don't have a problem of being madlik from the third neir to the fourth neir. Only when I have two separate people, which each one, the first person was already b'kayim his mitzvah, he already has a mitzvah b'neirah, now I'm going to take away from that mitzvah to light from to the next mitzvah, maybe that's the problem of Eibad Likim Miner L'Ner. But the Beis Halevi says that there can't be, because the Gemara Shabbos over there brings a riot from the b'neirah at the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara is informed that there will be a problem of Eibad Likim Miner L'Ner in the b'neirah of the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Beis Halevi that since in the Menorah of the Beis HaMikdash there's a din of Shiva Neiroseh Ma'akvin Zezeh, that all seven Neiros are Ma'ak of one another, so therefore the whole Kiyum Mitzvah is only dear when I finish lighting all seven. And Afal Pikein, the Gemara is reported, there's a problem of Eimad Likim Miner L'Ner. So says the Beis Halevi, we see not like this Svar, not like this Tzad to say that the whole problem of Eimad Likim Miner L'Ner is only when it's Digmar, the Mitzvah of the first there. And then I want to go ahead and take from the first there to the second there, that's where there will be the din. It's before that, even in a case where it's not yet Nigmar the mitzvah, Seif Dover, this is a Ner Shal mitzvah, you can't go ahead and be madlik miner l'ner. Now, a barrel in Shiri Agrid brings down this Beis Halevi, and he says that L'chair, that wouldn't be the Pash Pshat of the Mishnah. L'chair, this is not the Pash, the reading of the Mishnah, the way the Beis Halevi understands. The Beis Halevi seems to understand that in this Mishnah, it's before that all seven Neirs have to be lit, and one is Ma'ak of the other one. If you look in Rashi, Rashi explains, Shiva Neiroseh, Beroish shall kodeh v'kodeh, hoye ner echad ke'im bezech. V'shom noisen Hashem v'abtzilis is a little ner, a little keli that holds oil and psilis. And those set, besides for the etzem kodim of the menorah, there's neiros, this small kelim that you put on top of the neiros to be able to hold the oil. And those seven are also ma'akiv in the kiyam din of the menorah. In the kli shart, the kiyam kli of the menorah, I need to have not only seven kodim, I need to have seven neiros. And if I only have one neir, two neiros, two of these kelim, then I don't have the shlemus of the kli menorah. We're not talking about the kiyam din adlaka, that if, what happens if someone only lights one neir. Over there, even as long as I light one neir, I'm kiyam the mitzvah of that neir. Who said the adlaka of the seven neiros is ma'akim zezeh? The Pashup Shad in the Mishnah, we're talking about the Kli, the Keli Amenorah, just like the seven Konim, is a din in the Kli Amenorah, who are din in the seven Neiris, a din in the Kli Amenorah and the Kiyam Kli Shoris of the Menorah. That's what the Mishnah is discussing. The Mishnah is not discussing that Lokas HaNeiris. And if you look at the Mikdash David, in Simon Beis and Ois Dalid, he says even a bigger Chiddush, he says even more, he says that L'chaira, the Gemara is done. The Gemara that Peches of a base is done at Tzad, that if the neiros weren't attached to the menorah, then you could take the neiros off to be able to be made to them. You don't have to, the kohen doesn't have to stand up on the steps and be made of the neiros. You could take the neiros off the menorah and do that tov and clean them out when they're off the menorah. As the Mikdash David at L'chaira, the halacha is that we know we have the ner amaravi. That was hudlak tamid on the menorah. It burned straight through the whole day. As the Mikdash David chayre in Ermish that's before, that shiva neirasem, akvin zezeh. So if I take off one neir, I take one bezech off from the menorah to clean it. The chayre, how do I have my kiyam din of the ner maravi? The chayre, I lose my kiyam din because it's not a menorah anymore. It's now a pasul menorah. When I take off the neir, the chayre, that makes the menorah pasul. And he says, not only that, the Gemara Chagiga is before, that there's a tzad to say, that there's a did tamid that I have to have a menorah always in the heichal. And once the Chayra take down the Neiris off the Menorah, the Fiyar Mishnah, the Chayra, it's Ma'ak of the Menorah, and it's not a Kosher of Menorah. Says the Mikdash Tov, it must be, you have to say a Chiddush, the Inachanami, the Halacha is that you need to have seven Neiris. But as long as I still have all seven Neiris, I didn't lose them. They're still here. The fact that I took them off the Menorah for a little bit, that still is a Kiyum of seven Neiris. That's still a Kiyum of seven Neiris. I don't have to have that the seven Neiris should be on the Menorah b'chol rega b'rega. As long as I didn't lose one. If I lose one, then I don't have seven Neiris anymore. But as long as I have all seven Neiris here, I just took one off for a few minutes to clean it out, that's also nicha, that's also the menorah still remains kosher, and the Ner Ma'aravi is still going to have his kiyum din of adlaka of tamin on the menorah. And he says that even l'chayu we see even more. He says even a bigger chiddush, because he brings that gemara on Shabbos Tav Chaf Beis, where the gemara over there discusses that I could take the Ner Ma'aravi and pick it up, take the Ner out, and light the other Neiris from the Ner Ma'aravi. As the Mikdash Tov, how could it be that I take the Ner Ma'aravi out of the Menorah and still say that I have a Kiyum Din of that the Ner Ma'aravi is burning Tamid, the Ner Ma'aravi is burning straight? L'chayr, it's not in the Menorah anymore. You see from here even a bigger Chiddush, that the Ner Ma'aravi, even when it's not in the Menorah, since I'm just picking it up to light the other Neiris, and the Mokrim of this Ner Ma'aravi is Be'etzem, supposed to be in the Ma'ariv, that's also a Kiyum, Ki'ilu, it's still being Hodak in the Menorah, in the Ner Ma'aravi, because this Ner is now a Chelik of the Menorah, and when I take it off, to light another one, we could still damn that the Menorah has a Ner Ma'aravi being Hodak in it, which is even a bigger Chiddush. But I'll call Panim L'chayra, you see from here, that the fact that the Neiris aren't sitting in the Menorah B'chol Rega, that's not an Ikav in the Menorah, and it's still a Kasher Menorah. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says, my taima, why are the seven Kenei Menorah Ma'akiv Zeze? And the Gemara says, Habayik Sibahu. And Rashi brings the pasuk kaptei reyem uknoisa mimenu yiyu. From the word yiyu, we learn out of ikov that shiva kneya menayra ma'akvim zeze. Now, Beryl and Shiria Grid, he asked a strong kasha. We know the klal that there's that all the midas of the Beis Hamikdash, all the kalim, there's a kol b'ksav. Hashem gave a special b'devuah to David HaMelech. A kol b'ksav. That everything has a certain shear, and it has to be exactly that shear of Akol B'Ksav. So as Hester Beryl, why do we need a new Xeris HaKosav? Of Avaya, of Yiyu, to tell me that it's Ma'akiv, why can I learn it out from Akol B'Ksav? The Ksav told us exactly how everything is, and it tells me exactly how the Menorah is. The seven Kodim, we don't need a new Pasuk, a new Xeris HaKosav to say that it's Ma'akiv. And if you look in, he brings that Reb Chaim, and Uchas Beis Abchira, and brings Reb Yenis and Aipshitz and Yaris Tvash, and Chelik Aleph and Sibid Tess, also they both assume that Hakol B'Ksav is Ma'akiv. If you don't do something exactly like the Ksav, it's Ma'akiv. So M.K. and Esther Beryl, we don't need a new Pasuk of Yiyu. Tepik Le'al Hakol B'Ksav. So Beryl says that maybe we could be tzaddik to say that the Din of Hakol B'Ksav wasn't Nemar in the Mishkan. The Din of Hakol B'Ksav was only given by David HaMelech, by the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash Risha, Beis HaMikdash Sheni, but it wasn't a din that was said in the Mishkan, and Melech will be negeh, the din of Yiyu, this din ma'akiv, for the Menorah Sheva Mishkan. That's why we need Xeris HaKosav. And he brings that the Briska Rav is also L'chayr Mavur, the Briska Rav al-Tayra, and Parshas Tetzaveh, is also Mavur L'chayr like this, that the Akol B'Ksav was only in the Beis HaMikdash. Because he brings that the Ramban al-Tayra, in Truma, Perek Chav Hei, Pasuk Tes, where Rashi over there explains the Pasuk, K'chol Asher Ani Mara Yizcha, Es Tamnes HaMishkan, Es Tamnes Kol Kelev, V'chein Tasu, Rashi explains, V'chein Tasu L'Doyrus. Im Yevet Echem En HaKelim, if you lose one of the Kelim, or K'shetasu L'Kli B'Beis Elamim, like the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Kiyar, and all the things, K'tamnes Eilu Tasu Oysim, you should do it like this. The Rabban says, Rabban writes in Rashi over there, V'layidati Sheyiz HaEmes, she is chayv shleima lasses kli beis alom ketavnis elu mizbeach and a choshes osu shleima esrim ama oirich v'esrim roichav. Says the Ramban, where do we see anywhere that Shleima Melech had to make the kelim exactly the way Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu? And he brings a riot from the mizbeach. So the prescribes b'tama that the mizbeach of Shleima was a whole different mizbeach than a Moshe. One was a mizbeach and a choshes. One was a mizbeach of a binyan. There's two different types of mizbeaches. What's the Ramban's riot from there? And what does the Ramban mean? What the Ramban And the Rabban holds that Shlomo HaMelech can make a whole new type of Aron with different measurements. So the Brisker Rav says that of course the Rabban holds that all the dinim that it says over here in Parashat Truma of course apply. Just there's a special din of Tavdis. That the pasuk over here is Bechadish, as Tavdis Abishkan, as Tavdis Kol Kelov, that exactly the Rabbeinu Shalom showed Moshe exactly how it was. The size of every single, the width of every koneh, and every single gevia, exactly how big it was, which is not a din that's beforeish b'Torah, but it was a Tavdis that was shown to Moshe exactly how it should look. And the Brisker Rav explains that that was what Moshe was discussed by in the Menorah. He asked that we find in the Bayis Sheni, they built the Menorah. They made a new Menorah in Bayis Sheni. Why all of a sudden did Moshe Rabbeinu have a problem? So he says the Teretz is that in Bayis Sheni, they just had to make the Menorah like it says in the Torah. That's fine. That wasn't a hard thing to do. The problem was that Moshe Rabbeinu had to make it Ketavnis, exactly how it was shown to him. Exactly every single thing, even the Dinim that doesn't say in the Torah, but how exactly it was shown, every size of every Gevia, even Dinim that aren't, there's no Din in the Torah that has to be like that. But over here, there was a special halacha by the Mishkan that had to be Ketavnis called Kalov. And the Brisker Rav says that the riot to this, to the Ramban, that there's no Din Tavnis in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis, by his Mikdash Rishon, and by his Mikdash Sheni, is from the fact that there's a Din of HaKol B'Ksav. If there was a Din of Tavnis, that Shlomo HaMelech would have to make it exactly how it was shown to Moshe Rabbeinu, that you don't need a Kol B'Ksav, you don't need the Ksav to tell me exactly how to make things. We already have the Din of Tavnis. From the fact that there's a Din of Kol B'Ksav, there's a Raya that there's no Din Tavnis. So says Rebbeinu, you see from this Brisker Rav that he assumed that the Din of Kol B'Ksav was only said in the Beis HaMikdash and not in the Mishkan. The Tzarechini doesn't explain Rebbeinu, Im came, we still have the Kasha still remains L'chayro. Because in a Chanami, there's no Din of Kol B'Ksav, but there's still going to be a Din of Tavnis in the Mishkan. That's going to be Mechayiv, that the Shiva Kodim HaMa'akvim Zeh Zeh. Why do I need a new Pasuk? Beside the Beis HaMikdash, we have a Din of a Kol B'Ksav. And in a Chanami, there's no Din of Kol B'Ksav in the Mishkan, but HaKaponim, there will be a Din Tavnis. The Chayra Hashem showed Moshe the seven Kodim, and if I don't have all seven Kodim, that's not the Tavnis that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to make. Tzarechin. Rebbeinu goes on to bring that Rashi, in Erech and Daf Yudam HaBeis, of Ramaschal Al, Rashi's Bevor, that the Din of HaKol B'Ksav was with Moshe Rabbeinu. But Rashi over there is before that talking about the Machteshes, that the Machteshes was made with Moshe Rabbeinu, and over there Rashi brings the Din of HaKol B'Ksav. It's mashed from Rashi that the Din of HaKol B'Ksav was said in the Mishkan also, not like how Rebbeinu is assuming over here, not like he brings from the Brisker Rav. The Rebbeinu goes on to say a new teretz to this kasha. And he says that Yitochen Loimar, that the whole Din of HaKol B'Ksav is not a halacha in the din of the Hechsher HaMenorah. It's a din in Binyan HaMikdash. Binyan HaMikdash for Caleb is a mitzvah, the Osuli Mikdash, that we have to make a Mishkan, we have to make a Beis HaMikdash. And in that din, in that mitzvah, it was said a Din of HaKol B'Ksav exactly how to make it. Exactly how big everything should be, and who are in the kalim that are nichal in the mitzvah of the binyan hamikdash, that there's a din in the mitzvah of hamikdash exactly how the kalim should look. That was where the din of HaKol B'Ksav was said. Masha Ikin says, Rebel, Gabi, the hechsher amenorah, you want to know if it's a kosher amenorah or not a kosher amenorah. Over there, the HaKol B'Ksav is not ma'akiv in the hechsher klisharis of the menorah. It's just ma'akiv in the mitzvah's binyan hamikdash. That's where it's ma'akiv. If I don't have that, I don't have a kosher. I'm not yoytz my mitzvahs binyan hamikdash. But you want to know if I have a kosher menorah? Can I light this menorah even though it's not a kol b'ksav? Maybe yeah. And therefore, I need to have new dinim. What's ma'akiv in the hechsher menorah? That's why I need a new pasuk over here. That if I only have six kanim, I don't have a kosher menorah. This mitzad. Mitzad the din of HaKol B'Ksav wouldn't be ma'akiv in the guf hechsher of the klisharis HaMenorah. It's just an ikov in the kiyam din of the binyan HaMikdash. That's the HaKol B'Ksav was given to David HaMelech had to be ma'akiv the mitzvahs of binyan HaMikdash. But mitzad the hechsher HaMenorah, who said it's ma'akiv? And that I have to have a new pasuk over here, kafterayim uknoisim imenu yiyu, to tell me that no, that's ma'akiv, that there's an ikov of shiva k'nei HaMenorah ma'akiv zezeh in the guf hechsher HaMenorah. The Gemara goes on, the Gemara brings down the halacha of miksha. The Gemara brings the braisa, menoira yisabah mena eshes umena zov. It has to be mena eshes umena zov. Rashi explains that mena eshes means it has to be one big chaticha. I have to bring one big chaticha of metal. Umaka bakuris achiyotz mena kokala, and you bang with a hammer until it comes out from this eshes all the kalim of the menoir. Also mena grutois. Psula, if you make it from grutois, which Rashi explains to be Zov Shover, different pieces of Zov, and I put it together to make a Menorah, the halacha is its puzzle. And the Gemara goes on to say that this halacha, that there's a din mikshe is only a din when you make it shalzov, when you make it shashar minim matkas. The halacha is if you make a menorah from shashar minim matkas, the halacha is it's also kasher. But if I make from the din of mikshe, it's only a din said in the menorah of zov, not in the menorah of shashar minim matkas. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalid, the Rambam writes, "V'chei menorah bo zov tiyakula kikar im meriseh the tiyakula miksha min ha'ashosis." It should be totally banged out from ha'ashosis from pieces of metal. V'shal shar minei matchis ein makpidim al mishkala v'im hoysach halula k'shera. Shar minei matchis, halacha is, we're not makpid on the mishkala. It doesn't have to be dafka kikar, like the Gemara brings later on, that the din of kikar is also only said in the menorah shal zov. V'im hoysach halula k'shera, and if it's hallowed, halacha is that it's kosher. So the Rambam seems to hold it's a new halacha, that the menorah can't be hallowed. Has to be solid metal, can't be hollow. And the Kesef Mishnah over here says that where's this Bakar that it can't be hollow? That if the halacha is that by shar mini matris, the halacha is that it's kosher. Near the father, the Hainu Loimar, she'ene miksha, that something that's cholol, something that's hollow, says the Kesef Mishnah, is not miksha. And since by shar mini matris, the halacha is you don't need miksha. So that's why, im hayotzach alulu ksheira, mashaykin by zav, the halacha would be that it would be a problem. If it shows up, then you don't have the, it wouldn't be miksha, and it would be puzzle. Now the Rambam goes on, and the Rambam in Halacha Hay says, the ain oisin oisal oila menagru tois, bein choice shalzav, bein choice shalsham minim matris. That this halacha that we have in our Gemara, that you can't make it from gutois, you can't make the menorah is made from one big piece of metal, it can't be made from small pieces of metal put together. Says the Rambam that halacha is, you can't make it shal gutois both by zav, and both by shar minei matchis. So the halachayra, this is not like our Gemara. Our Gemara says that the whole din miksha, halachayra, this halacha then ain't oisvei, so the oilam and amagutais is be din miksha. And the Gemara by us says that the din miksha is only by zav, not by shar minei matchis. So the Mishnah of Melech, over here, on the Rambam writes, that this halacha, in the Rambam we have to say, is only the chatchila. This din that the Rambam says that we can never make a menorah from gutais, is the chatchila. And he says that the Rambam wrote earlier on in the halacha before of him hoysa chalula ksheira. That's only b'di'evet, but l'chatchila is a din miksha by shar minei matchis. This halacha that we don't have a din miksha by all other matchis is only b'di'evet, but l'chatchila is such a halacha. And that's what the Rambam means by over here. Ain oysa isa lo'ilam in agrutai. It means l'chatchila. But v'vaday, if someone made b'di'evet by shar minei matchis, they made it the benayra out of gutois. The evidence kosher, just like if it would be chalula, it's kosher. Both of these halachas, both chalula and both gutois, is a din of miksha. And therefore, the chatchila halacha is that even by shabbi de matzchis is a din miksha. Only by the evid, Agamar that says that there's no din miksha by shabbi de matzchis says the mishnah malach is by the evid. And that's how the two Rambams go together. The mhoisa chalula ksheir means by the evid. Mashaykin the chatchila halacha is you can't make it from gutois. Now, if you look at the Bar Kevis HaBishto, the Bar Kevis HaBishto argues, and he says that no, Gutois are ma'akiv. Teloshan HaRamam is very shvert, don't like the Mishnah Melech. The Rambam says, Ein Oysra Yisra La'olam. It's not mashba, it's only a din l'chatchila. And Va'oid, L'choyra, by Zav, Ma'aloch, it is ma'akiv. And the Rambam puts it together. The Rambam says, Ein Oysra Yisra La'olam ben ha'gutois, Bein Shoyser Shal Zav, Bein Shoyser Shal Shar Bidei Matchis. And you're telling me that needs only l'chatchila, it's going to come out by Zav, also it's only l'chatchila. And therefore, the Bar Kevis HaMishnah argues, and he says that no, there's two separate halachas: the din of gutois, that's ma'akiv, and that's a din that's said even by shar minei matchis. This halacha of b'hoisa chalula only over there, the halacha is that shar minei matchis is kosher. And the Karen Oira also goes with this mahalach. He says this is the pashas mashmois in the Rambam, and he brings a raya from a tesefta. He brings that the Gemara by us brings down that even though the Torah writes that b'chatzaitos also have a din miksha. The Brisa writes, how you bought mina eshes mina kesef. The halacha is that if you saw mina groitois is kosher, the din miksha is not ma'akiv b'di eved by chatzaitris. And the Gemara says, how do you know that it's not ma'akiv? The Gemara says, because since it's a pasuk by b'neira that says miksha hi, so the Torah says that dafkum b'neira has a din miksha v'loi chatzaitris, that even though there's a din miksha by chatzaitris, but it's not li'kuva, it's not ma'akiv. And the tesefta goes and compares, says that it's chaymer b'meneira yibach chatzaitzis, is a chaymer of meneira over chatzaitzis, that b'meneira is din miksha li'kuva. Mashengen b'chatzaitzis, ein echrami is a din miksha, but it's not li'kuva. asked the Karen Oira that L'chaira, Chatzaitzis are made out of Kesef, and Dumi the Chatzaitzis by Menorah, by Kesef, L'chaira, there's no Dimikshav Echlau. So how could the Tesefta establish a Chumrah of Menorah or the Chatzaitzis if Menorah itself, in the case of Chatzaitzis, in the case of Kesef, doesn't have the Dimikshav? Hakaparam Le'ikuva. So MK in L'chaira says the Karen Oira, B'chaira be mashvim from the Tesefta, that no, that a Menorah shall Kesef, just like Chatzaitzis, would have a din miksha, and that's what the Tesefta is speaking out, that Menorah is a chaymer that has a din miksha likuva, which is referring to even a Menorah shall kesef dumi the chatzaitzus, mashing chatzaitzus, in a chatzaitzus is a din miksha, but it's not ma'akiv. So you say, see the chayre says the Karen Oira that the pash Tesefta will be moira, that the din miksha is ma'akiv even by sharmin and matris. And the Chavetz Chaim in Lukutei Halachas and the Zevach Toida, he writes, not only, he adds more, he says that that's the Bekar of the Rambam. The Bekar of this din, where's this din? Where are we coming up with two halachas from? We're saying, Al Pi Kesef Bishta, that both the din of Chalula, the fact that it's hallow, and the din of Grutois is both be the Miksha. And then we'll come along and saying that Lagabin halach of Chalul, that's only a din in Zav. And Mash'ekin by Sharmini Matris, halachas, we don't have this problem. It could be Chalul and Sharmini Matris. But the din Miksha is only a din Shal Zav. And then we go on and say that Lagabi Grutois, the din miksha, that's Machayah, that it should be one big piece. Over there we're saying it's Ma'akiv. Where's the Bekar to such a halacha? So says the Chavetz Chaim that the Bekar is Gufa from the fact that Ergabar makes a drosha miyot, that the din, on the din miksha, that it's Dafka by Menoira, and not by Chatzaitzris. The Gemara makes a drosha miksha he veloy Chatzaitzris. So it's before that Dumi the Chatzaitzris, there's a din miksha menorah, and just like by chatzaitzus are from kesef, so who had it by menorah? Menorah shall kesef also has a din miksha. So even though we have a drasha to say that there's no din miksha by other sharmina matris, tzara chleibet, there's two chalokim to the din miksha. There's one din miksha that's ma'akiv in sharmina matris also. That's the din of gutois. That halacha is it has to be made out of one big piece. Mashegin, the other halacha of miksha, which the Rambam seems to hold, is another din that it can't be hallow. Over there says the Chavetz Chaim, over there it's ma'akiv. So it comes out, the Chavetz Chaim is learning up this two dinim of miksha, and the Ram has a bekar from the Psukim and the Torah, that one, that there's a miyut on one hand of miksha, that the miksha is only said in Zav. Mashenkin, from the miyut of Chatzaitzus, we see that there's a din miksha in Sharmini Matzchus also. So therefore the Ram said that there's two chalachas in miksha, there's one din that has to be made from one big piece. And that's it, is ba'akib Sharmini Matzchus. Mashenkin, the halacha, that it can't be hallow, that's only a din in Zav. And it's not said, but Sharmin in Matris. If you look at the Malbim, in Shmois, in Perichof Hei, Pasuk Labed Aleph, he says that the Din Grutois, it brings a Sefri, that the Din Grutois is learned from a different Pasuk, from Bimena Yiyu. The Sefri Drash is from Bimena Yiyu, that everything has to be made from one big piece. And therefore says the Malbim, it's not a Kasha, the Din Miksha, that's the Din, the first Din of the Ram, that it can't be Cholol, that's Ergamar is talking about, that's only a Din said, and that's only Halacha that's said, by Zav, not by Sharmini Matris. Masha'ikin, this halacha, that it can't be made in our Grutois, that's a whole different drasha. That's a drasha that's learned that from the Pasuk, Bimenu Yiyu, that everything has to come from one big piece. But if you look at the Dvar Abram, Chela Gimel, Simen Aleph, and Oysu Tess, he's massing on the Malbim from the Gemara on that Pechesam Abbez. The Gemara on that Pechesam Abbez over here in Menachis, the Gemara says, Ner Sheb and Mikdah shall prokem have, the Ner wasn't attached to the Menorah. And the Gemara explains why, Kasavar, Kiksev Kikar or Miksha, a Menorah Ner Exaxiv. Where's there a din Miksha? Is Dafka on the Menorah? Ask the Mikdash Tavar, the feet of Malbim, where does Miksha cover over here? Miksha is not what tells me that they all have to be made out of one big piece. That we learn out from Yimena Yiyu. It's before L'chayra says the Mikdash Tavar that the Gemara, the Shas Bavli, didn't assume like the Sifri. And they learn, the Shas Bavli holds that the din that has to be made out of one piece is learned out from Miksha. Now, Beryl Nishiria Grid brings that the Rabban al Torah in Parshas Baloischa in Perek Ches Pasuk Dal, the Rabban over there writes, "Behichser Mikshehi." It said again, Mikshehi. Loi Meshaima Akiva Ela Miksha Veloi Azov. But Kolshkin Shai Yifuyim Shaba. Vechid Amar Abesedim Besefuyim Besachas Bedochas. Before in the Rabban, the Rabban says to all the Yifuyim, the Kaftayim, that's not Ma'akiv, and Zov is not Ma'akiv. You can make it Shashabi the Batzchis. The only thing that's Ma'akiv is Miksha. It's Mashpa the Rabban that he holds that Miksha is Ma'akiv. L'chayra, Ergamar says that the din miksha is only if you make it shal zav. You make it shal sharbi de batchis. Halachas, it's not ma'akiv. And you look at the Dvar Avram over there in Chelek Gimel, in Sibbet Aleph, the end of Sibbet Aleph, he also brings this Rambam, he brings other eyes from other Rishayim, that there's a din mikshes ba'akiv, like it seems from this Rambam, that also minagutois is ba'akiv. So we're coming out, in this Rambam, there's two dinim. There's a din mikshes that's b'chayiv, that it has to be from one piece, minagutois, so that's a din in Shamin and Matzchus also. So the Rambam is bashba this way. And there's another halacha, that the halacha is that it has to be made in ha'eshes, it can't be made, it can't be hollow. Can't be hollow, can't be chalula. That's what Aaron Gemara is talking about, is dafka shel zof. Now, to explain this halacha, that it can't be hollow, Beryl, the Dvar Avraham says very similar, is Masber, that Rashi explains that bina eshes, as he also chaticha shlema, umaka bekurnes hachiyetze menu kol keilel. There's halacha that has to be made one big chaticha, chaticha shalem, and you bang with a hammer hachiyetze menu kol keilel. Says Reb Beryl that there would be another way how you can make it, even if you make it from chaticha hachashleba, you could also cut it out. You could chisel it out. You could chisel pieces out. Not with a hammer. The way you do it with a hammer is you bang it. The metal, from the pressure of the hammer, it bangs and comes out different pieces come out from it. But you could do it another way. You could just carve it out like you would do with rock. You could carve it out. And says Reb Beryl, that's possibly what the Rambam means over here. M'hoitza chalula. M'hoitza chalula means that you would take this piece of metal and you cut out pieces till it will be cut out a piece in between the two kanim, and now you have two kanim. That's what it means, chalula. The Dvar Avraham's Masber before that when you bang it hard with a hammer, it makes it more dense. There's no little pockets in between any pieces of the metal. That's what it means, M'hoitza chalula. M'hoitza chalula means that you made it in an oifin that you didn't make it with Maisa Kurnis. It wasn't banged out with a hammer. In Chanami, it's one big piece. But there's another nekuda in the din of, in this halacha mixture that has to be made with a hammer. There's two dinim, there's a din mixture that it's one big piece. Now, even when it's one big piece, there's two ways how to do it. You could chisel it out, you cut out pieces of the metal until you have the tzura of the menorah, or you could bang it with a hammer until you force out different pieces to make the shape of the menorah. And the din mixture was said that it has to be done with a maisa kurnis. This new halacha in the asiyah, in the maisa asiyah of the menorah, that's only said in Zav. That's the meat that Dafkin Zav is this din mixture. The din that the menorah has to be made from one piece, that other halacha, that's the din that's said, that's the din of Grutois, that's said in all menorahs, even Shashar Mine Matris. But shaking this halacha in the Maisa Asiya, of the Maisa Kurnis, that has to be made with a hammer, that's where the Rambam says, in Hoysa Chalulu Ksheir, that Shashar Mine Matris is Cholol, it was made in an Eifer where it wasn't made with a hammer, and therefore it remains Cholol, it's not one big solid piece like it would have been if it was made with a hammer. That halacha is only said in Zav, and therefore the halacha is in Hoysa Chalulov by Sharmin and Matzchus, it's kosher. And he brings from the Briska Rav, and the Gemara later on, and the Chavtesa Ben Aleph says that Gabriel HaMalach came down, Chogu Kimin Paski Yahoyo. He had like a belt on him, like a Paski. But Herodly the Moshe Maisa Ben Ayra. Says the Briska Rav, what does this mean? What's the point? What does it mean that it was Chogu Kimin Paski Yahoyo? So he says that the Pshad is because Gabriel wasn't just showing him how the Menayra looked. Gabriel was showing him how to make the menorah. So he was dressed up like a uman, with a belt, like a uman, like someone that would be, a blacksmith that would be making, shaping out metal. Because he wasn't showing him just the etzem menorah, he was showing him how to make the menorah, the maisa asiyah. This is a new din in the menorah of Zav that has to be made in a certain oifen. Not just that it has to be one piece, it has to be made, it has to be banged out in a certain way in the maisa menorah. And he says that's what the Gemara means also earlier on in the Chav Tesa B'Alf, El Sheyardu Maseha Mimokim Tairu. The Maisa Menorah was brought down. It wasn't just by other Kalim, maybe they saw the Kalim, but by Menorah it was the Asiya also. And therefore says Rebel, possibly this is the second din of the Rambam, which is only, that's the din that Aaron Gemara is discussing, the din Miksha in the Maisa Asiya Menorah, and that's only said in Zav. In Sharmin and Matzchis, we don't have such a halacha, and therefore you don't need Maisa Kurnis, and therefore the halacha is that if it's Chalula, it's Kosher. I'm Dvar Avraham, he says very similar. So it comes out from in the Shittas HaRambam, that the Rambam is Mechadosh a new din, that the halacha is it can't be cholol, it can't be hollow, it has to be solid. And the Kasmisha learns up that this is a bidin miksha. That's why it's only said in Zav, in Shamin and Matzchus, halacha is that it's kosher. And the Mishnah Melech says, Lefizeh, we have to say that when the Rambam says that you can't make a menorah from gutois, it means Lechatchilov, it's b'di'eved by Shamin and Matzchus, it's going to be kosher, there's no din miksha by Shamin and Matzchus. We said the other Achoinen didn't want to be sable as Teichik in the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam's Mashma, that Gutais Ma'akim, Makavis HaMishtel, the Karen Oyrel, Chavetz Chaim, Malbim, they all learned that the Oilam, the Rambam, also that Gutais is Ma'akiv. And the Karen Oyrel brought a riot from the fact that the Septa compares Chatzaitzus to Bedeira. seems like it could be comparing, even if the Menorah Shel Kesef, it still would be Ma'akiv. The Chavetz Chaim says that that's good for the Makar to this new halacha, even though we know there's no dimiksha, as the Gemara says, the Miyat, there's no dimiksha, but from the fact that we have a Miyat on the dimiksha, the Chatzaitz before, that there is some type of halacha miksha, even by Menorah Shel Kesef, which is Sharmin and Matris. We said the Malam learns that the drasha of Gutais is from a whole different pasuk. Taka not midin miksha. So that for the drasha of Imena Yiyu. And the Varav Rab is basic that the Gemara of Peches is not mashmin this way. And we brought from the Rabban al Torah it's mashmin also that there's a din miksha li kuva by Sharmin and Matris. And we said over from a barrel and Kain Zebid Varav Rab that this new halacha of Chalula that the Rambam says is not just the halacha that it can't be hallow. It's a din in the Maisa how you make the Menorah and Nasiyas HaMenorah, that it has to be made with a hammer, and a mail, it's not going to be chol. But the point that Ikon Akuda is, it's a way how to make the menorah, and that's where it said, Alocha dafka shalzov, v'loi shalshar minim matras. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara brings a brisa, that there's a din in chatzaitzris, that they have to bob in a eshes u'men ha-kesef, the pasuk in Baaloyscha, and Parakiyo, the pasuk says, shtei chatzaitzris kesef, biksha tasa oisam, has to be kesef, has to be miksha. And then it says, v'hoyu l'cha, there's a din avaya, that's ma'akif. So the Gemara asks, Ibn Kain, why does Alocha the Brisa says that Minagutois is Ksherim. Why is it Din Kesef Ma'akiv and the Din Miksha not Ma'akiv? And on that the Gemara says, because by Miksha is a Miyat by Menorah, the Tafka Menorah has to be Miksha, Mashaig and other things don't have to be Miksha. So for there, when Mamai Chatzaitz is a Inachanami, there's a Din Lechatchila has to be Miksha, but it's not Likuva. Taisvis, and there are Masa Chatzaitzvis, Taisvis asks that Lechayr will be born in our Gemara, that there's a Din Chatzaitz have to be bought in our Kesef. And he says that the Gemara now by the Zardaf Mimzayin has a Shaila, if someone's Meshtachvet to Behema, could I use the Karnaim of this Behema L'Chatzaitzris? Does this Behema, do the Karnaim of this Behema become possible for Chatzaitzris? As Taisis, Chatzaitzris need to be Shal Kesef. How could I use the horn of a Behema for Chatzaitzris? And he brings the Mishnah and Kidim. The Mishnah Kidim also is before that we could use the horn of a Behema for Chatzaitzris. As Taisis brings down the Teretz of Rabbeinu Tam, that the different two inyanim of chatzaitzus, the pasuk about loyscha, the sugi of ergamar, is talking about the chatzaitzus and the kehanim blow. That halacha is you need dafka shal kesef. But then there's the klishir that the levim, like all other klishir, levim use karnai. They could use karnai behema also for chatzaitzus for klishir. The whole din of chatzaitzus of kesef and miksha, all these dinim that we have in ergamara is talking about the chatzaitzus that the kehanim blow. Masha'ekein, the chatzaitzris that the Levian blow for klishir, that can be made out of anything you want. But if you look at Taisvis and Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, the Ramatzel Karnei, Taisvis brings down over there from Rabbeinu Yehuda. Another Teretz, he says that this halacha, the Eretz Sugi that says the special dinim of chatzaitzris with dafka by the chatzaitzris Shal Moshe, with dafka halacha the chatzaitzris Shal Moshe, l'dayris, there's no such din. Now, but Emes Taisvis by us is dan such a tzad, and Taisvis says it can't be. Because the Mishnah and Talmud brings down that the Kehanim stood by the Talmud, and they says, Shtei Chatzaitzu Shal Kesef Biyotim, it's a word that even the Dairis, there was also a din of Chatzaitzu Shal Kesef. Tzarechian on Rabbeinu Yehud, Taisin, but Vadizar brings this Teretz, Rabbeinu Yehud, Tzarechian, how he's going to miyashiv this Kasha from the Mishnah and Talmud. But the Rambam, and Hilchos Kli HaMikdash, and Perek Gimel, Halacha Hei, Rambam brings down the halacha of chatzaitzus. The Rambam writes, "V'mei ha'moyad is kulam on yontif v'roshich hadoshim." The halacha is how you kaihanim take him chatzaitzus. Like he brings the pasuk v'yoyim pasuk in Baalayischa says v'yoyim simchaschem v'bayadechem roshich hadsheichem utkatem chatzaitzus. And over there, the Rambam brings down all halachas of our sugya. Chatzaitzus hayinas mina eshes shal kesef, also is mina gutoy shal kesef ksheira b'sharmi nimatzus psula. And the Mishal Malach over there on the Rambam writes that L'chayr Tzavur in the Rambam, that he doesn't hold like your Teretz of Rabbeinu Yehuda that holds that all these deedim were only said in the Chatzaitzus Shal Moshe. We see the Rambam brings down these halachas the Deiris also. And therefore says the Mishal Malach, Tzarech Leimar, Kedas Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam brings down the other Gemara's tastes as from, there's obviously a din of Chatzaitzus that you could use the horn of a behema also. And therefore says the Mishal Malach, that Tzarech Leimar, that the Das HaRambam is Keshitas Rabbeinu Tam. That this halach of our Gemara is dafka by the Chatzaitzus of the Koyanim. Masha'enke in the halacha of all the other Gemaras, which is before that there's such an Indian of Chatzaitzritz that were made out of the Karnaim of a Behema, that's going to be talking about the Chatzaitzritz that the Levium blew, B'tarish Shir, like they blew from all other instruments. Now the Rambam, in Hilchos Tzvidim and Musafim, does not bring down, he brings down that the two Kehanim are taken by Chatzaitzritz, but he doesn't bring down that they have to be Shal Kesef. He doesn't bring down that they have to be Shal Kesef. And if you look at the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Shin Pei Dal, the Chinuch writes that this halacha, that there's a din that the Kehanim have to blow chatzitzus, is b'chol yoyim, every single day, but the Korban HaTomid, the halacha is, Kehanim have to blow b'chatzitzus shal kesef. This din of, in Parshas Baloyscha, the din of chatzitzus, is a din that they have to blow b'chol yoyim. And he brings himself, that the Rambam is before not like this. Mr. Rambam by us is before, Tav could be meha moyadoy, suv roshi chadoshim. That's where it said, only v'mayadeichem roshi chadshechem. But there's no halacha that every single day, you have to blow b'chatzitzus. And the Michas Chinuch writes, that even though, the Rambam does write in Hilchas Tumidim Musafin that the Kehanim Shalom Chatzaitris says in Bichas Chinuch, we have to say that that's a Dindra Abonon, that's not a Dindra Raisan, that will be answer why the Rambam doesn't bring over there, there has to be Shal Kesef. Because maybe the Oilam doesn't have to be Kesef, it's a Dindra Abonon, the Chazal Misakin, the Kehanim Shalom Chatzaitris on every Talmud. But the Oilam, the Iker Din Chatzaitris is like the Rambam writes a Kli HaMikdash is only on Rosh Chodesh and on Moyedes, not like the Shitas HaChinuch that holds that there's a Din Chatzaitris every day. And if you look at the Karen Oyer in our sugya, the Karen Oyer brings that this is machlekes in Tzifri. He brings it Tzifri that this is machlekes tanoim. Is there a din chatzaitus b'chol yoyim? Is the din chatzaitus b'chol yoyim? Or only b'rashay chatzaychem v'mayadeichem? He's b'oyer that l'chayra ham miya b'shabbos it should be b'yoyim sebchaschem the Tzifri's mar b'shabbos. The Rambam seems to hold that even on Shabbos there's no din chatzaitus tzarechian. But al-kapadim, this halacha that the Chinuch writes that there's a din chatzaitus b'chol yoyim says the Karen Oyer, this is a machlokes in the Sefri, and Kenira the Rambam passing like the other man, the Omar, like the man, the Omar that does not hold that there's a din chatzaitus b'chol yoyim. There's only a din chatzaitus on Rosh Chodesh and on Mayadim and on Yom Tiv. It says the Karen Oyer, Lefize, it's a siyashiv the Rambam. First of all, the Mishnah in Tamid that's before that yeah, the halacha is that you have to have chatzaitus shal kesef, which is mashmid. It's a real din chatzaitus. That's like the Shitas HaChinuch, like that Tana in the Sefri, that holds that way. The Rambam doesn't pass him, he's a C, but the Rambam didn't pass him like the Mishnah, pass him like the other Tana in the Sefri, that the whole Din Chatzaitus was only said on Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh, and that's possibly why the Rambam doesn't hold that there's a Din Chatzaitus Shal Kesef B'chol Yoyim. Even though he does pass him as a Din Chatzaitus, maybe that's only a Din Drabbanan, but the Din of Chatzaitus Shal Kesef, that's only where there's a Din Deraisa on Rosh Chodesh and Mayadus. And Lefiz says the Karen Eretz, it's Yashiv all the places is Kashis. We don't have to say like the Mishnah Melech that all these sugyas are talking about Chatzaitzus Shal Avim. They could be talking about the Chatzaitzus Shal Kayanim B'chol Yoyim. Since the Rambam seems to hold that the Chatzaitzus Shal Kayanim B'chol Yoyim don't need Shal Kesef, because he doesn't hold that there's a real din Chatzaitzus, he doesn't hold that there's a derisive din of Chatzaitzus B'chol Yoyim. So the Fizeh says to Karen Eretz, that could be the Yishuv to the Shitas HaRambam on Taisus Kasha. We don't have to say like the Mishnah Melech that all the Gemaras, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Mishnah Kinim, that's before that you could use a Karen Shel Behema for Chatzaitus is talking about the Chatzaitus of the Levim. We could say it's talking about the Chatzaitus of the Koyanim, but just to talk about B'chol Yoyim, where then the Rambam to bring down is a Din Shel Kesef B'chol. And maybe that's good for the Makar of the Rambam, for the fact that the Gemara seems to hold it as a Din Chatzaitus that are not Shel Kesef, and the Rambam held it was a Deichik to say that it's talking about the Levim's Chatzaitus. So maybe that's good for the Makar of the Rambam to go not like the Mishnah and Talmud and learn that there's no Din Kesef in the Chatzaitus B'chol Yoyim. So Kapanah, we have a Machlokes Rishonim. We have Taisus Kasha. The Taisus asks that all over it seems that you don't have a Din Kesef. The Rabbi Tam Shita is to say that the Gemaras over there are talking about Levim. We said over that Taisus of Edizor is Masik Shita Rabbeinu Yehuda that it's only Shal Moshe, Tzarechiyim from the Mishnah and Talmud. We said that the Rambam brings down the Din Chatzaitus is only on Rosh Chodesh and Mayadais, and the Chinuch argues and says that there's a Din Chatzaitus B'chol Yoyim. We brought from the Karen Eretz that there's a Machlokes in the Sefri about this, and the Michas Chinuch speaks out that the Halacha that the Ram does bring, that there's a Din Chatzaitus B'chol Yoyim, even though the Ram doesn't say it's Shal Kesef, possibly that Din is only a Din D'Rabbanan. And we said the Karen Eretz Lefiz says, Miyashiv a new Teretz. We don't have to say like the Mishnah Melech that the Rambam holds like Shitas Rabbi Tam. We can say that the Rambam Gufa learned all these sugyas that are talking about the Chatzaitzus B'chol Yoyim. The Gemara on the base brings down a brayso. Vayasa adam bayis keneged tavnes heicha, achsadra keneged ulam, chotze keneged azara, shulcha keneged shulcha, menoyer keneged menoyer. You're not allowed to make a menoyer keneged a menoyer. But the brayso says, aval oisu shal chamisha v'shal shisha v'shal shmoina, v'shal shiva lo yasa afilu b'shar mine matris. Now let it make it from shar mine matris. Since shar mine matris is kosher for a menorah, so that's what halacha is, that even if it's not shal zav, it's also to make a menorah with seven konim, even from shar mine matris. Now the Shulchan Aruch, and Yerdeh, and Simukuf Mem Aleph, where he's discussing the Halachas HaBedizorah, and Sif Ches, He brings down this braisa, and he says that you can't make it afilu shoshah minim matris, but afilu beloy gviyim ufakaptoyim uprochim. You can't even make it without gviyim kaptoyim uprochim, afilu in a gvoya yurches tvachim. And even if it's not the right height, still the halacha is that it's usher to make it. And the shach explains, why is the halacha that you're not allowed to make a menorah without gviyim kaptoyim uprochim? The shach says, the chol ze inim ha'akiv, the evad ha'menorah ksheir beloy gviyim ukaptoyim, the Shach is masber that the reason why the halacha is that you, it's usher to make a menorah without the right height, without gvim kaptoyim uprochim. The reason is because it's not ma'akiv, these things aren't ma'akiv. Writes of Kivegar in the Chedusha of Kivegar over there on the Shach. It says mashma from the Shach that by Zov, by menorah shel Zov, where the gvim, the kaptoyim are ma'akiv, that'll be mutter to make it. If I make a menorah shel Zov with seven kadim without the gvirim, kaptoyim, and prochim, the halacha is will be mutter, but the shach's mas, but the whole reason why the halacha is that I'm not allowed to make this is only because it's not ma'akiv. Mashiachin says from Kevegar by Zov, where we know it is ma'akiv, will be mutter. And that's it, the Shulchan Aruch writes, that even without gvirim, it's only going back on Shamin and Matzchis, it's not going back on Shal Zov. But Kevegar writes, Ulam b'tfuah shar, b'chdusha the Rosh Hashanah, cause of lesser gam Zov, ayin sham b'tfuah shar, argues on the shach. He also brings out from the Shach, like Kivegar, that's before in the Shach, that by Zov, it'll be Mutter, since Zov is Ma'akiv. But he argues, he says that the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is Tmua Ma'idu Fi the Shach. The Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is not Mashba, it's only going back in Sharmin and Matris. And he says, Befrat, the Shulchan Aruch goes on, and it says, Afilu Eina Gva Yurches Tfachim, which that for sure is going back on Zov also. The Din of Nakva Yigvil Tfachim, that's not Ma'akiv, is not a Din Dafka in Sharmin and Matris, it's a Din in Zov. So how can we say that the first line in the Shulchan Aruch, Afilu Beloy Gvim, Kaptoyim Uprochim, is only going back on Sharmin and Matzchis? Mashiachin, the line of Afilu Eina Gvaya is going back also on Zav. Can't read the Shulchan Aruch that way, and therefore he says that the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is not Nizbal this way, and therefore he holds it by Emes it's Usser. He assumes like from Kvegar in the Shach, that Lafid Shach, L'chayr will come out, that it should be Mutter to make Shal Zav, but he says L'chayr in the Shulchan Aruch is not Mashm like that. And we're a barrel in Sharia Grid, is the var maybe what we could emes lawyer say pshan shulchan aruch? If we learn soon the pshan shulchan aruch like a tua shar, that's usher. Why be emes would it be usher? So he says if you look in the bir agro, it's mashma. Also he assumes like the tua shar. The bir agro writes in oislam edalid, k'mashal kasev menachas chavches ba zav bagvim alma de beloikach hoisa menoira. Mashma says the begoyin that with el gvim it also is a menoira. Uchmoy de usher b'chol matzchis afisha inam leikuva. Just like the halacha is, it's also b'shchol mina matzchus v'fisha ena leikuva. So, what does the goyin mean? Alma de beloy kach hoisa menoira. So says Rebel, maybe we could understand that the halacha over here that you're not allowed to make a menoira ke'ed shal mikdash. This halacha is not a din that you can't make a menoira that's a kosher menoira for the mikdash. It's a din that you're not allowed to make the tavvis ha-menoira. And therefore says Rebel, maybe we can be daik in the lashon ha-braisa. The lashon ha-braisa is that you can't make a menorah. So what's the braisa speaking out? Says Rebel, maybe the braisa is just coming to explain to us that that is the tzuras ha-menorah. The tzavis ha-menorah is shiva konim. And anything more than that, any other dinim are just dinim in the menorah. That's not the chetz of the tzavis ha-menorah. Says Rebel, the iser, maybe this is what the gain means when he says, alma de beloika chayitza menorah. Without this, it's still a menorah. It's a menorah that's puzzle. By a menorah shel zav without gvim kaptoyim and prochim is going to be puzzle. But says Rebel, that doesn't mean that therefore it's not going to be the tavdus ha-menorah. It's still the tavdus ha-menorah. It's also to make something with tavdus of a menorah, even though it's a menorah psula. It doesn't have to be a menorah ksheira. The halacha is that the menorah could be the shach is mash, but it has to be that not ma'akib to the evit. That's where Kivegar comes out from the shach that oilam, if you make zav without kaptoyim, it's going to be, you're not going to be over. But says Rebel in the gain, and the Tvashar also assumes not like that, maybe the Pshat is, because a Menorah, the Isra of here is not to make a Menorah that's kosher, it's to make the Tavnis of a Menorah, the Tzuras HaMenorah. And the Tzuras HaMenorah, just as long as it has seven Kadim, that is the Tzuras HaMenorah. The fact that it has Ikuvim, it's missing Kaftarim, it's missing Virim, it's missing Prochim, it's not the right Goyvat, all those things aren't the Tzuras HaMenorah. That's not the Etzim Tzura. The Tzura Samanayra is still here. It's possible because it's a din in the Torah that has to have Kaptayrim. But maybe in this Isra, we don't have to have a Kosher Menayra. And Chavetz Chaim, in Lukutei Halachos by us, he brings from this Reb Kivegar, from this whole Nidin that we're having over here, he brings a Raya, the Habiyah, the Kaptayrim, Gvim, Prochma, Ma'akiv, the Gufa Menayra. he brings that the Hara Meiria, Seva Hara Meiria is a stopic. If it's Ma'akim the Menorah, but so the Shainas always are, that the Ma'akim Zazet, Gviyam Ma'akim Zazet, it says the Gviyam Kaptarim Uprochim Ma'akim Zazet, the Brisa further on in the Amid, it's Mashma, it would be a Heva Bashmois, that it's not Ma'akim in the Guf Hechshah Menorah, and therefore the Hamariah is a stopping in them. He's a stopping in this Indian, maybe it's not, it's only Ma'akim in the Kiyam of the Gviyam. If you're missing one Gviyah, it's Ma'akim in the Kiyam of the other Gviyam. If you're missing a Gviyah, it's Ma'akim in the Kiyam of the Kaptarim. Who said it's Ma'akim in the Guf Ha-Menorah? And the Chavetz Chaim says from this, he assumes that the pshita is not like that. The oilam it's ma'akim and the gufa menoira, and he brings from this from Kivager that's more la'edya that he assumes that the pashtus that on menoira shel zav it's ma'akim and the gufa menoira. Maybe we could just dan a svara, maybe see what the Hamaria svaras are. Could dan a svara to say that maybe the oilam in a chanami the gvim and the kaftayim by missing them it's ma'akim and the gufa menoira, but it's only ma'akim and the guf menoira shel zav in this new kiyam din. Of the Neir Shal Zav, it's Ma'akiv. And therefore, if you want to know, if you don't have Kaftarim, you don't need to bring a Kikar B'chlal. Because the Din Kikar, Shir Kikar, is only Dinim that's said in the Neir Shal Zav. The Dinim that are said in the Neir Shal Zav, that's where it's said the Halacha, that if you don't have Gvim, you don't have the Hechshah, the special Hechshah Kiyam Din of the Neir Shal Zav. But L'Oyla, maybe, if Hamiyo be Kosher, like Garfam of Neir Shal Nechayshis, like Garfam of Neir Shal Matchis, Shal Sharmini Matchis. And maybe the Olam Zav also Sharmin in Matris. So maybe you will have the Hechsher, when you're missing a Gviyam in the Menorah, maybe it could be Kosher, Midin Poshet, Midin Sharmin in Matris. In a Chalami, it's Ma'akim in the Hechsher, Kiyam Din of Menorah Shal Zav. And all the special Dinim that you have in Menorah Shal Zav, you won't have anymore. But Ham Miel Gabi, that it should be a Kosher Menorah, like Gar from Sharmin in Matris, maybe even if you're missing this special Halach of Gviyam, which is a Din Leikuva and the Din Menorah Shal Zav, but Ham Miel, the Menorah Shal Zav, could act as a Menorah Shal Sharmin in Matris. And maybe that will be the Pshan in Shulchan Aruch. Why does Shulchan Aruch says it's also to make even Shel Zav? Because it will be kosher be'emes. And Im Kain, even if it's Shach, it will come out not like Reb Kivager, then it will be Aser. Tzarechian. Now in this Indian is another interesting Machaikis Rishonim, the Mishal Melech, and Hilchos Beis HaBechira over there on the Rambam, Parakim Allah Chadal, is Bedaik in the Rambam, that by Sharmin and Matzchis, one should not make Gviyam B'Kaftayim. The Rambam's Lashon is, in the beginning of Halacha Dalet, Baba Dvar Memur Mishasua Zav. That's where there's Halacha of Gviim Kaptayim and Prochim. Avos Shasharmin and Matchis Ein Oysim Bo Gviim Kaptayim and Prochim. What you do not make in it. Mashma says to Mishlo Melech that there's a Din L'chatchila not to make it. But the Miches Chinuch and Mitzvah Sadiches Oysei brings that Rashi by us is Mashma not like this. Rashi on Amad Aleph the Ramasol Ein Bo Gviim. Rashi writes Ein Tzricholava. He doesn't need it. Mashman Rashi says in Miches Chinuch that there's no problem making it. You can make it. There's no din to make it. You don't have to make it. But Zod Halach is there's a din that has to be have Gviyim. It's Shamin and Matris. You can do what you want. You can make it or not. There's a din in its Tzricha. You don't need it. It's not Mashman Rashi like the Mishal Malach, but Daik in the Rambam. That's a din not to make it. Now our barrels, Be'emes Biskash on this Noisev. We seem to be establishing a Machlaikis between the Rambam and Rashi. Is there a din L'chatchila not to make Gviyim or no? Absolutely, if you want to make it, you could. There's no problem to make it. Says Reb Berel at L'chayra, why should you not be able to make it? You want to make a nice decoration on the menorah? There's a din in the menorah that it can't have decorations on it. Why can't I make Gviyam, Kaptayim, Prochem? What would be the pshan in such a halacha? And he says that the Lashon of Rambam is the fact because the diuk ain't oisin. Ain't oisin maybe just means that there's no din to make it. You could make it. And he says it in Rashi. Rashi that says you don't have to. He says, L'chayra, if you make it, there's no kiyam din in any which way. It's not the pshat that there's a good, now you can have this optional gviyam here that you couldn't make gviyam in the menorah. It's just like any other decoration that you make. There's no din that you can't make decorations. He says he doesn't understand why there should be a din l'chatchila not to make it. And he says in Rashi, the kavanah of Rashi doesn't mean that there's going to be a kiyam din is optional gviyam here. The gviyam is just going to be like any other decoration. There's no din l'chlal of gviyam here. And therefore, Rebbe wants to say that there's no machlaikis. Everyone agrees. The Rambam's Lashon is not so mashma. It's not such a strong diak in the Lashon of Rambam. And he says it's fair to say that it's a din l'chatchila that you can't make it. And therefore, says Rebbe, everyone could agree that there's no such halacha. And if you want to make decorations on the Menorah, you can make them. There's no din that you can't make it. There's no b'chal kiyam din that you do make it. And he wants to say that there's no machlaikis, Rambam and Rashi. Now this halacha that you're not allowed to make tavnis of the Beis HaMikdash, this price over here that we have is don't, that is it to make a tavnis. The Rambam brings these halachas in Hilchos Beis HaBechira on Perek Zayin Halacha Yud. He brings it that b'din Moir Mikdash is a din Moir Mikdash, that b'din Moir Mikdash you shouldn't go and make pictures, you make your own pictures of the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam brings it on these halachas over here in Seif Beis HaBechira where he's bringing down the halachas of Moir Mikdash. And the Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Adal is a first like this. That we didn't Moir Mikdash, out the mitzvah Moir Mikdash, there's halacha that you're not allowed to make a tavnis of the Beis HaMikdash, tavnis of any of the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Michas Chinuch, and Mitzvah Lamed Tes, and Ois Aleph, he's Moir that L'chayr the Sugya, the Gemara with the Sugyas of these tavnis, in Gemara Navayda Zara, that Fem Gibel, Gemara's in Rosh Hashanah Chav Beis, it's before, clearly in the Gemara, that it's Usur, it's a lab, it's not just the Mitzvah Moir Mikdash, it's Isra of Leisasun Iti. Just like you're not allowed to make pictures of Meshamshem, Meshamashem, Alai B'morayim, you're not allowed to make pictures of the Shemesh, of the Ureach. Who had to, you're not allowed to make pictures of the Beis HaMikdash? It's B'din Leisasun Iti, there's a lab. And the Rabbim and the Chinuch are both Mashvat, there's no lab. So the Mechaz Chinuch writes that possibly you could learn that the Gemara is Chayzer over there, that the Gemara was only in the Havamina, the Gemara is Chayzer Lebesayf. And he says, Be'ebes, the Brysa, all the other Brysas that Aser, the other things, the Shemesh, the Ureach, the pictures of Malachim, over there, it's before in the Brysa, the Brysa brings the lav, Velisas and Iti, Mashaykin, Air Brysa, which the Gemara brings it over there also, it doesn't say anything. It says, V'tanya Idoch, Vayasa Adam, doesn't bring Leisas and Iti, doesn't bring that Pasuk. It will be Meduik, says the Mechaz Chinuch, that there's no such halacha, the din of Leisas and Iti is not Midin, the halacha of not making other Shamashim, not making Malachim, not making pictures of the Shemesh V'Yareach. Mashaykin, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, we just quoted before, it's Tzibu Kuf Mem Aleph, Sif, over there, brings these halachas. It's Seif Sima Kuf Mem Alf, which is Hilchas Avodah Zarah, which is Lechayim Avor, the Shulchan Aruch learned up the halacha. It's Bitin Avodah Zarah, the halacha, the same way you're not allowed to make, Lesas and Iti, you're not allowed to make, which the Pasuk over there, Seif Yisrei, finishes up, Elihei Kesav, Elihei Kezov, which is a din of Avodah Zarah, that you're not allowed to make pictures of the sun and the Ureach. It's Avodah Zarah, the halacha. It's before the Shulchan Aruch that he holds the Maisa like that, not like it seems from the Rambam and the Chinuch that they hold it's only a Din Moir Mikdash. Now there's an interesting Tshuvas Beis Ephraim in our Chaim Simen Yud, where over there he discusses, what's the halacha? Could I make a tzura similar to the Beis HaMikdash Rishon? Is all the tzuras that I need to make with the shiurim, all the shiurim of the Beis HaMikdash, like the Beis HaMikdash Sheni, or even like the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon? And he has Mashmoyis and Rashi that maybe it's only like the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. He says, what will be the Pshat? So he brings down a very interesting Pnei Yeshua on Rosh Hashanah Chav Dalid. Over there, Pnei Yeshua says that possibly the Yisoyed, why it's Utzer, to make Leisas and Iti, why it's Koilel also, making a Tabnis of the Beis HaMikdash V'Cheilea, is because we know that it's a Beis HaMikdash Shalmala. The Beis HaMikdash Shalmala is connected Beis HaMikdash Shalmata. So it's Leisas and Iti, the same way you're not going to make Malachim that are living near Rebbeinu Shlom in the Madara Elyon, in the Madara Tachton, in the Shemayim. I'm not allowed to make Tzuras that are in the Shemayim. Who has it in the Beis HaMikdash also is a Tzura in the Shemayim. And therefore, it says the Beis Ephraim, Im Kain, L'chayra would only be Aser, the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, because L'chayra, now, the Beis HaMikdash Shalamala is Doima to the Beis HaMikdash Shalamata, however the Beis HaMikdash Shalamata is. Who had in the Beis HaMikdash Shalamala is like that. And therefore says the Beis Ephraim, Lefidus HaVada of the Pnei Yeshua, L'chayra will come out be'emes, that the whole Issa would only be on the Bayis Sheni. But says the Beis Ephraim, Lefidus Rambam, Lefidus Chinuch, that was speaking out now, that they don't hold Bechlal as anything to do with the Assassin Iti. And the whole Pshat of the Pnei Yeshua doesn't come in. And the Pshat is Pashat because of Moir Mikdash. And therefore says the Beis Ephraim, L'chayra Lefidzeh, there's no difference between the Bayis Mikdash Sheni, Beis Mikdash Rishon. Because we don't have a Bayis Mikdash Sheni either. It's Charuv. So L'chayra, what would make it, why would it be more Moir Mikdash, more of a chesaron in Moir Mikdash to make a bias, a tzura like doima to the sizes of the bias Mikdash Sheni more than the bias Mikdash Rishon? So l'chayra im kein l'fidus cheshbon, it comes out that this machlekes the Shulchan Aruch against the Rambam and the Chinuch, whether or not it's bidin avodah zarah, bidin leisasun iti, or it's bidin Moir Mikdash, will come out l'chayra nafkamina l'fidus Beis Ephraim. If I can make a tzura of the Mikdash doima to the sizes of the bias Mikdash Rishon.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.